On this episode of Still Loading, what a waste of my life. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome back to this new episode of Still Loading. This is the first episode that I'm recording back from my honeymoon. I am officially married. Thank you. No, but, so I'm a little bit rusty with this. It's been about, honestly, it's been almost a month since I last recorded. That's how far ahead I prepped in order to get ready for the wedding here. So it's been a long time since I recorded last. So I might be a little rusty. Hopefully this will shake off the rust. And unfortunately, my first game back post-marriage, post-wedding, I mean, is not very good. This week's episode is on The Simpsons Bart vs. the World for the NES. True Still Loading style, we're going to talk about the box art. And pretty much, the box art's super colorful. As a kid, I would totally have been interested in this, mainly because I was actually not allowed to watch The Simpsons as a kid, so any type of thing that had it on it automatically made me want to play it. I never got to, because once again, Simpsons, my parents were super strict. Still don't really get that, because funny story, even though I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons, when I was like 13 or 14, I was allowed to watch Family Guy. But even when I was 13 or 14, I could watch Family Guy, but still not The Simpsons. Riddle me that. Doesn't make any fucking sense. But, you know, whatever, neither here nor there, that's gone now. And funnily enough, I still have not watched The Simpsons, not out of any type of guilt or anything like that. I just haven't really felt the urge to. I really do want to kind of rectify that. I really want to watch it, but there's not really any streaming services that have, at least that I've researched. I mean, maybe, I know Netflix does it, but, you know, maybe Amazon, maybe Hulu, who knows. Maybe they have all The Simpsons episodes, but maybe Hulu might. I haven't checked. I'll have to look into that. But no, I've seen clips of Simpsons episodes, but I've never really sat down and watched the show, if that makes sense. So I'm coming at this with very fresh eyes, absolutely no idea about anything for it, or like no preconceived notions about what a Simpsons game should be. All I do know is that legendarily they are not very good. So this lived up to that expectation. This game was honestly complete shit. So let's dive into it. The box art, like I said, first thing I'd like to note is that it has Matt Groening's not real signature, like printed on type of thing, it's not his real signature, but it has his little, you know, like artist signature, I guess, on the bottom left side of the box, which to me tells me he actually did the artwork for the NES box, which is pretty cool. They actually got some of the creators involved in the design of the game, and it kind of shows. The artwork is really well done within the game on the non-gameplay screens when they have the stills. The artwork looks really good, and the sprites and everything are pretty good. I mean, they're not the greatest graphics, but, you know, as close as they could get to get the level of detail, which, you know, albeit not very high on The Simpsons, but still. In any case, so on the box it says The Simpsons Bart vs. the World, and you see Bart bursting through almost like a painting or like a paper that has a picture on top of it, and that paper or painting is of all the four different worlds in which you are going to have to play through in order to beat the game. They have the North Pole, Egypt, China, and Hollywood. Those are the four places they decide. That's the world, apparently, according to this game. Only those four spots. Nothing about Europe at all. Just North Pole, Hollywood, China, and Egypt. But in any case, so it has Bart swinging through. It's very colorful, stands out really nice. The artwork is honestly gorgeous on it. It's a good looking box. Like, while the game's like I said, complete shit. The box looks pretty damn impressive. So I definitely, I mean, you'll see it in the on the little thumb icon for the episode, but it looks pretty good. On the back, it says, an important message from Bart Simpson. Yo, I can't do his voice, so I'm just not going to try. Yo, when I heard I'd won the Krusty Clown Art Contest, I said, forget it, man. This is Bart Simpson you're talking to, and Bart Simpson never won anything in his life. But Krusty said it, so there's no way to deny it. My family and I get to go to this really cool world, go on this really cool worldwide treasure hunt to China, Egypt, the North Pole, Hollywood, and And I need your help if I want to reach my final destination. A guest appearance on the show, Itchy and Scratchy. Oh, man, like, I don't know why I'm having, my punctuation, reading this is, I'm butchering the shit out of this. I'm just ignoring punctuation completely. The prize is a guest appearance on the Itchy and Scratchy show. Here's the deal. I have to collect Krusty faces and Krusty products. The faces are worth bonuses and power-ups, and if I collect all the products, I get a special reward. Oh yeah, one other thing. If somebody tries to mess with me, they'll wish they hadn't, because I'm taking along plenty of firecracker balls. They always end the sentence when you think there's more to it. They literally put end of firecracker balls, period, and if that's not enough, let's just say Bartman has the power of flight. Any questions? Good. Wish me luck, man. I'm out of here. Your friend, Bart Simpson. So that's kind of cool. They do it on the back, like they kind of phrase the back of the box like a letter from Bart. So let's describe the game. Normally, I would go into the manual and read some of it, but honestly, I don't know. I didn't really care enough about this game. So pretty much the way the game works is that, like I read on the front of the box, it splits it up into four different world segments. And in each world segment, they have a variety of little mini games. Now, from what, at least the first two worlds, the first two ones, if I remember correctly, were Egypt and then the North Pole. Wow, I played a little bit of it and then I hated it, so I just watched a playthrough of it. So I was kind of bored out of it, like pretty early on. It's not very good. The first one is China, and then it's the North Pole, and then it's Egypt, and then it's Hollywood. So pretty much each one has, you have a screen, on the screen for each world, they give you different challenges. So one is a junk challenge, which is a little platforming segment. Then there's a card matching game. There's a sliding puzzle, which is kind of bullshit. I hate sliding puzzles on video games where, you know, it's the puzzle where you see a discombobulated image. There's one blank square and you have to move a square into the blank one, but you can only move an adjacent square into the blank space. And you just kind of keep doing that over and over and over again until you get the picture. I hate that shit. I'm bad at it in real life, and it's even more boring in video games. It's just a cop-out. So, yeah, forget that. But there's two platforming segments in each zone. So in China, it has, you kind of run around on like this boat, which is pretty, the graphics honestly are fairly nice when you're in game. Nothing like amazing, but you know, they're serviceable. And you just kind of run on this boat and it looks pretty nice. And you just run around collecting stuff. And then you have, so like I said, sliding puzzle, card match, and then there's a Simpsons trivia thing, which I did not do because I have not watched The Simpsons, so I don't know any of the trivia. I know I could have looked it up, but that kind of would have defeated the purpose, you know? Then the Great Wall. The last level is the Great Wall, and that's another platforming segment. And the platforming's fine. The controls feel precise. I wouldn't say tight necessarily, but they're precise. You don't feel out of control of Bart. You can get what did he call him? It's not Super Bart, is it? It's Bartman, sorry. Like I said, don't know The Simpsons. You do get Bartman periodically, and he can fly around the stage, and it makes it easier to collect some of the more difficult collectibles. And in all honesty, I think my biggest complaint with the platforming levels is that there's no rhyme or reason to them. It's like an exploratory type of thing. And exploratory games on the NES are very hit or miss with me. They have to have fun core gameplay for me to enjoy them. And Metroid is a prime example of one that has fun core gameplay, and I enjoy it. But a lot of them just don't. You know, like, okay, another good example, Maniac Mansion. That's an exploratory game, but that's a point-and-click game, so it kind of makes sense. That the fun of it is literally clicking on everything in a single screen. In this game, at least, there's a million different places you can go, and it honestly, you see where the levels aren't that huge, so you know where the exit is. But some of them, watching the online playthrough, some of them are buried behind, I don't know how the fuck you would have found it. I just don't. It's insane that there's no. I watched the player get to these exit areas, or and also these all the different items they have to collect. Some of the things you have to collect in the stages, and I just don't know how the fuck you would have found them. They are in the middle of nowhere. They're very hard to find, and I really just would not. It was bullshit. I hated it. I hated it so much. But so each part of the world has segments like this. They usually have a couple platforming stages, a card matching game, a sliding puzzle, and trivia. So that at least was in China. I shouldn't say they all have like sliding puzzles and card games, but they all have two platforming levels and then mini games. So for example, in the North Pole, they have the Ice Cave, which is a platforming section. They have a sliding puzzle, once again. They have a slot machine, mini game. Igloo Shell Game, which is literally just, you know, like, you know, the hide the ball under a cup thing, and they rearrange it, and you have to guess which cup the ball's under. It's just that, but with igloos and shells. Ooh. And then the Frozen River is another platforming stage. And once you complete all the objectives for each stage, you know, the different mini games, the different platforming stages, then you can fight the boss of that stage. And the bosses honestly are kind of clever. I watched the final one, it was a little anticlimactic, but all the bosses are very different. They don't really feel like they rehash the final boss fights, I should say, in any of them. So I was actually kind of impressed by the boss stages. Honestly, I hated the game so much, I barely remember what the bosses were. I just remember the final boss was, since you're in Hollywood, there's a director throwing his, like, direction cones, you know, the ones that, you know, you'd see in, like, old-timey, like, parodies of Hollywood, where the director's sitting on a chair, and he's got a cone he's got a cone, and he's yelling at it to get everyone to hear, that kind of thing. He's throwing those at you, and you have to dodge him and just hit him with your firecrackers, and that's honestly all there is to at least the last boss before the end. So you go through each of them, and then once you get all the objectives, you fight a boss, and the bosses are, like I said, pretty interesting. Once you beat all four of them, then pretty much the final thing is you get to throw a pie at the two villains of the game, which, if I remember correctly, are Mr. Burns and his little henchman guy, Smithers. So, yeah, he's trying to basically kill you and your family. So that's pretty much the premise of the story, as much as you can call it at that in the game. The other games that are part of the other ones, I only read China and the North Pole. But in Egypt, you have the Great Pyramid, which is a platforming segment, Sliding Puzzle, Simpsons Trivia, the Sphinx, which is another platforming segment, and Valley of the Kings, which I believe is also a platforming segment. So this one was different because it actually had three platforming, like, little levels and only two minigames, where the others had two platforming levels and three minigames. And then the fourth one, Hollywood, was basically almost all platformers, it looks like. Soundstage, Moe's, Soundstage, and Find the Bats. Find the Bats is another minigame. So honestly, the game itself is kind of boring. I really do not suggest playing this. I don't know, man. I would not play this game again. I'm happy it's in my collection because the box is in beautiful condition. I was very fortunate to get it in such nice condition and for so cheap, in all honesty, because, you know, came all bundled together. In any case, thank you all once again for listening. And before I do the normal ending spiel, I'd just like to say a big thank you to you all for listening. It's been a great ride so far. I'm now that the wedding is done and I can plan some more and I have more free time, I'm honestly, the weeks in between these episodes, I'm just planning on adding more content in the off weeks. That is my goal right now, to add some content to the off weeks, as well as, you know, I know I'm pretty far away, but episode 100, I don't normally do, I'm not a milestone kind of guy. I kind of think of milestones as big numbers for me, so 100 is going to be an achievement for me. I'm going to be so happy when I finally hit episode 100. I might, in the meantime, during those off weeks, until I can get everything, I might release some of the, on the off weeks, I might release some of the episodes that were on SoundCloud that you can't really hear anymore. Episodes 1 through 6, I want to say, because I believe if you go back on this current feed, it only goes down to like episode 6 or 7. So I'm actually going to post those old episodes as some off week ones coming up. I just gotta, one, find the audio files again, but two, I even if I can't, I'm sure I can get them back off of my SoundCloud account. But so those will be going up so you can hear it. It's back when Justin was my co-host, and before, you know, our lives got too hectic and he wasn't able to really commit, unfortunately, anymore. So I would also like to say, before I get into my shout-out section, I love you to my wife. I am married, and I couldn't be happier. I'm really enjoying the week so far since the wedding, and I'm looking forward to the rest of our lives together. I know she's not really going to hear this because she doesn't really listen to my podcast, but I'd still like to say it anyway. I love you, hon, and I'm looking forward to so many more years together. Now it is time for the shout-outs, and I always forget to do these. All the fucking time. I always forget to give shout outs to everyone. So first, I'd like to give a shout out to one of the first podcasters I've known, and kind of like, well, we kind of started around the same time, but Erica from the Apex in the Abyss podcast. Once again, for all you true crime lovers, go listen to it. It's seriously a fantastic show. I think it's better than my own, and I can't recommend it enough. I'd also like to give another huge shout out to the first podcaster that really reached out to me that I did not know personally originally, and that's Mr. TJ Hodder of The Hodder Show, as well as Two Guys in a Game, as he kind of says, or has to kind of inflect in his show. Seriously, go listen to both of his podcasts. The Hodder Show is his own personal show. It's what he started out on. It's a great, kind of like talk show / music review show. He does a lot of, he's all over the place with it, and in the best possible way. It all feels like one group together style of podcasting, but he really kind of does whatever he wants with his show, and it works, and it's amazing. So please go listen to it. His other podcast, Two Guys in a Game, it's with his friend Kaz, and they just that, it's Two Guys in a Game. I really enjoy the topics they talk about. I'm a little behind on his show, admittedly. I just listened to his N64 retrospective, and I gotta tell you, I would have loved to have been on that episode, because I agree with a lot of stuff they said in it, but oh man, I would have loved to, like, I would have had some differing opinions, not in a bad way, just different. I would have loved to, like, been able to discuss it with him. It would have been awesome. And yeah, seriously, go listen to it. It's a great show. So The Hodder Show, Two Guys in a Game, both amazing podcasts. Also like to give a shout out to the podcast Drinks with Larry. They have been nothing but awesome with retweeting things that I've been, like, retweeting tweets and, like, helping get promote my show. And I feel bad because I always forget to do shout outs for them, and they've been nothing but awesome, and I do enjoy their show. I'm still not 100% up to date. I'm about like 10 or 15 episodes behind for the current, but I'm going from the beginning and I'm enjoying it so far. And I really like, they're funny. They're funny as hell. Seriously, listen to the podcast. Larry is a comedian, and, like, literally a comedian. I'm not just saying that because he's funny. He's literally a comedian who does shows. Go listen to it. It's an awesome show. And also I want to give a shout out to the Christian and Damon's Nerd Show, amazing nerd show. You know what? Let me not butcher this. I have it. I'm subscribed to them. So let me make sure that I have the name of their show correct. That I've only listened to one or two of their episodes. Actually, I think only one, but I'm not the biggest wrestling fan, and the whole first episode was talking about wrestling, and I loved it. I do plan on listening to more, so if you are listening to this, guys, I promise you, I will listen to more of your episodes. I don't want to bullshit you and say I've listened to every one. I listened to the first one, and I really enjoyed it. I just don't have a lot of time, unfortunately. So I will definitely give it a listen soon. Christian and Damon's amazing nerd show. Seriously, go give them a listen. They have great chemistry together. They play off each other real well, and it's just fun to listen to. They made me give a shit about wrestling, and I don't give a shit about wrestling. I wanted to give a shit after listening to this. So go give them a shit, but not literally, and listen to their show, because it's awesome. So once again, thank you all for listening. I can't believe I'm married. I'm back. I'm looking forward to doing all these great things for this podcast. Well, hopefully great things. I don't know. I think they're great. Let's see how they pan out. As usual, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at StillLoadingPod on all of them. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me via email either at StillLoadingContact@gmail.com. And once again, guys, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. I know every podcast says it, but if you rate, especially on iTunes, if you rate and review me on iTunes, it gets the word out. It helps iTunes advertise it a little bit on their main page a little bit more. So please, and plus it gives me feedback. I'm always looking for feedback. I've only had a little bit and people seem to like it, but I'm always looking for more. So please send me your thoughts, and tell me what you think. So once again, thank you, and I will see you all next time.